Christy, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and kind of how you got to this point.
Absolutely. So I'm from Central Illinois, a little town called Arthur, and I grew up there surrounded by agriculture, but not on a farm. And then I was involved heavily in FFA throughout high school, which is when I realized that my passion for agriculture and communications could combine for a career path, which led me to pursue a degree in agricultural communications at the University of Illinois.
You were involved, I saw, in many organizations and still are at the University of Illinois. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about some of those and how those have helped you kind of prepare for a career.
I think the thing about communications is that it's all about experience. It's getting out there and doing it. You can learn the skills in the classroom, but then it's about applying them in real-world situations, and that's what organizations at the college level have allowed me to do. So I'm involved in Collegiate Farm Bureau, Student Advancement Committee, I live at 4-H House, Explore ACES, all sorts of different organizations that have allowed me to do public relations, communication, social media, and really just grow and develop those skills.
I think you mentioned that you didn't grow up on a farm, is that correct?
That is correct.
So what kind of sparked your interest in agriculture?
My dad is involved in the industry. Both my parents grew up on farms or worked on farms, and so I was surrounded by it but didn't grow up directly with it. But being in a small town that was largely agricultural based, I was interested. So when I took that first agricultural class in high school, I was like, this is interesting. Then I got to know the people and I loved the people. I think that's what makes the agriculture industry what it is. And so I knew I wanted to be part of that group, and I have never looked back.
Now, you just completed an internship at Wixie Classic. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about your summer there.
Yeah, so that was the summer after my freshman year, and I had the opportunity to travel around throughout Illinois and Indiana, visiting county fairs, going to other agricultural events, really just being the bridge to help agriculturalists tell their stories.
What is kind of your vision for agriculture communications? Everybody kind of has, you know, their own little piece or thought on, you know, how they can make an impact and what agriculture communicators should be doing. So kind of what's your little thought on that?
I think the role for agricultural communicators today is perhaps more important than it's ever been, as the disconnect between consumers and producers is larger than it's ever been. So if I personally can serve even just a little bit in helping bridge that gap, help tell the agricultural story to those who are completely unfamiliar with it, then I'll consider that a success.
When you graduate, what are your plans after that? What's the future hold for you?
So I'll be graduating in May of 2019. This past summer, I had the opportunity to intern with Pioneer in Johnston, Iowa, as a marketing communications intern. And I accepted a full-time position with them as an associate territory manager after I graduate.